the landscape has been altered for so long over the past 100 years. We've just adapted to the image of it, which is basically a carryover from an agricultural history and how the landscape was modified. And it was very common, I think it probably still is, that if you're going to ranch or farm, you generally need to make sure that the land stays dry enough for your purposes. So it's very common to reroute a drainage, reroute a creek, to place fill where you want it to be placed, and basically create the kind of pasture lands that you need without it being subject to flooding. Over time, all of that has really contributed to having a dysfunctional creek system that doesn't support coho salmon and steelhead with the sort of habitat that they most need. And the things that have made it so dysfunctional are actually correctable. We actually can go in and remove a levee. We can allow the creek to move back to its natural location. We actually can scrape off this non-native grass that has taken over. We can move the parking lot out of the way. We can put in a bigger bridge that won't obstruct the flows and the sediment transport. So it's all basically there to be done. So we don't need those land modifications anymore that help the land support ranching. Basically, what we most need is a landscape that can adjust to different sizes of hydrological events, that can accommodate that. If there's a huge amount of water, there's room for it, it would function naturally, and the fish would be able to move with it naturally. If it's a drier year, it has the kinds of species that would naturally adapt there. And in fact, actually, for coho salmon habitat, one of the ways of thinking about good habitat is that, in fact, it would be very messy looking. It has a lot of downed wood in there. There's trees that have fallen over. It's wooded and complex. The creek system itself is complex with little back channels and fallen wood. It's just going to be more diverse and complex. We've worked with a panel of really skilled engineers and hydrologists to identify what we think is a good alignment for the new channel starting out, and a good sinuosity and a channel width, but we fully plan to allow the channel to adapt after that. And it will.